a lot of Namibians are really, let's say, vaccine hesitant, and because of what has been going on, you know, I tend to think perhaps this came all the way from the United States of America during the Trump era, when people were really, they don't want to believe that this is a serious virus. So there has not really been much reaction to that, because a lot of people really don't believe it.
What do you think is the impact this news will have on the people of Namibia?
Those who really believe that this virus is deadly, is bound to kill a lot of people if they are not taking measures, then, it's really bad. I think a lot of people are now going to get vaccinated. But on the other hand, there has been quite a lot of vaccine hesitancy, because people really don't believe that this virus is a serious one and it can be taken then seriously as such. That's the problem.
But Phil, why are they so doubtful about the disease itself? Because there are reports of deaths in Namibia attributed to the coronavirus. And some people are saying that it appears that misconceptions and misinformation seem to be making way significantly in parts of the country. Why is this so?
Yeah, I believe it's perhaps a time like that. There has been quite a lot of propaganda by these conspiracy theorists. I think all the way from the U.S., through social media, YouTube, WhatsApp, and all these. By the way, on the other side as well, our society is still, for the lack of good word, primitive. They believe that this disease or whatever, it's not really a serious one. It is a conspiracy by whites to kill Africans.
Are people satisfied with the efforts of the government to educate people about the dangers of the disease and the need to protect themselves?
It looks like a lot of them are think that they are just forced to wear masks because the government wants to put them down. The government wants to restrict them, and they really don't want that. Yeah, you can see by quite a lot of people who have, the number of people who have so far been vaccinated, about 60, maybe 64,000 by now, that is a very low number. So you can really see that the work of these conspiracy theorists like QAnon and quite a lot of people, we have people here in our country now calling themselves patriots, and people are told, yeah, this virus is just a Chinese conspiracy, and through the government, the government want to restrict their rights, and they think it's not true at all.
Do you anticipate attitudinal changes or perhaps a shift in strategy following reports that both the president and the first lady have contracted or tested positive to the coronavirus?
Yes, indeed. I do, and positively so, because when the vaccines, for example, were introduced, very few people took to the hospitals, to the centers to get vaccinated, and that was about March. Now you can see that a lot of people are really getting vaccinated. There are about 63,000, if perhaps not 64,000, who have been vaccinated. I think the fact that the government has announced that the president and the first lady have contracted the disease, a lot of people are now really going to take it seriously, and they will take it to the health centers to get vaccinated as well.